We'll be right back. No more. Frederick Hodges is an incredible pianist from San Francisco, and he is actually going to play the original 1924 song.
Cared for. They didn't really need restoration.
Ah, so you have two prints that are in fine condition.
I do. In the case of the Iron Horse, I have two versions. The films were often altered for foreign distribution, especially when the story was as American in content as the building of the Transcontinental Railroad.
Which this
so
one is.
So I have the foreign version, and I have... improvise for the extra material which is in the movie.
Oh, interesting. Okay. For those who don't know, this is, isn't this one of John Ford's first movies?
It was the film that really put him on the map. It was about his 50th movie.
What?
But he was only 29 when he did it.
Wow.
And it was certainly the biggest Western of the whole silent era.
Wow, that's just amazing. Really is amazing.
But he was apparently as talented and disagreeable then as he always was later.
Well, so we kind of jumped to our two major films, which are highlighting this festival, The Iron Horse and Ben-Hur. So while we're there, why don't we talk a little bit about Ben-Hur?
Well, of course. Do you have a particular question, or shall I just burble?
I think you should maybe just tell us. Was this the very first Ben-Hur? Or?
No, it wasn't, actually. Okay. The first Ben-Hur is also an important film. It was only 10 minutes long, and it took advantage of a chariot race that was going on anyway in Sheepshead Bay near New York. And since it had been a tremendously successful novel, sold more copies in English than any book except the Bible in the 19th century. And then there was a successful play that ran for about 20 years. The audience generally knew what was going to happen. So they had this little 10-minute version of Ben-Hur. So the author, General Lew Wallace, and his publisher, Harper & Brothers, sued the little company that made this, a company called Kalem, and won the lawsuit and collected damages of $25,000 and established through that the idea that anybody producing a derivative work, a play, a musical, a movie, anything, from something originally created for another media, had to license and pay for it. That's what makes the little one-reel Ben-Hur important.
Wow.
Now, the big Ben-Hur from 1925, that was they went to Italy, built full-size ships for the sea battle, built a whole Colosseum for the chariot race, and things went so badly over there that in the middle of the production, they called it back. They got rid of the director. They got rid of the star. They moved back to Culver City. They did retain the sea battle that had been made in Italy. But as for the rest, they started over. They built a big Colosseum in Culver City and did this thing. I mean, they threw a lot of money at it.
I'm speaking with David Shepherd, and my name is Deborah Lucero. This is Butte Views and Beyond on KZFR 90.1 FM. And we're talking about the 5th Chico Silent Film Festival, which is going to take place February 6th and 7th at the Chico Women's Club. And, you know, we want to give away, David, 4 all festival passes this evening while you're on the phone. So if you're out there listening, we are going to give away 2 passes. Phone's ringing already. We'll get you into any of the movies over that 2-day period.
Except I hope you see all of the movies.
Oh, yes, yes. It's pretty awesome. They are pretty already. I think we're going to have our 2, like, immediately. So, well, let's...
free tickets, free food. They're always welcome.
Well, this is an incredible experience because another thing... No more calls. We already have our 2 callers. So sorry, folks. We've given away the tickets. So
yeah, but you know, there's nothing wrong with buying tickets.
Yes, you can buy tickets online at friendsofthearts.upstate.org, friendsofthearts.upstate.org, or call 228. Get tickets right there at friendsofthearts.upstate.org.
Or you can show up at the Chico Women's Club.
That's correct, too. You can show up. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. So let's get back to this great lineup. I was going to mention Diego Bustamante of Paradise, who is a young gentleman who really an incredible talent. And he is going to be accompanying a comedy. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, well, Diego is 16. I first encountered him when he was 13. At that point in his life, he looked like he was about 9. Chopin.
Yeah.
Diego is on his way, I think, to becoming a first-rate concert pianist.
Oh.
But he's a classical pianist, although he also loves and performs ragtime. But he's never accompanied a silent movie before. So Frederick and I buttonholed him at a ragtime festival down in Sutter Creek last summer and said, hey, how'd you like to try this? And he said, sure. So we've been helping him out with some music, and he chose a great Keaton comedy called Cops. And this is going to be his...
on Saturday, February 6th, one of our own, Butte County Youth, Diego Bustamante of Paradise, is going to be playing to Buster Keaton's Cops.
Right, which precedes the Iron Horse.
Right.
So you come for one treat, you get a whole box.
That's right, and that is at 7:30. The Iron Horse, again, if you have not seen this epic, it's an incredible film. I have had the privilege of seeing it, and I can't wait to see it again. It's...
...in the 119 that were used by the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific... When the road was completed.
Wow. So let's talk about Tinted Prints. What are those, David?
Well, the first one is called Our Parents' People, and that's a comedy from 1925. The stars are Betty Bronson, who played Peter Pan, if any of you have got to see that previous year, and Adolphe Monjou, who had a long career, landed into the 1960s, and Florence Vidor. And it's a comedy about a parents getting divorced, and the daughter is trying to bring them back together. She's off at boarding school, where she falls for a brainless movie actor.
Oh, there you go.
And that precipitates a crisis, and in fact, it does bring the family back together. And it's a charming film. You know, when the only thing that directors had to work with was the image, they really knew how to freight the image with all kinds of meaning, make every shot count, make them stay on the screen just the minimum necessary time. This film was directed by a man named Mal St. Clair, who also directed a lot of the Keaton films. And St. Clair doesn't waste a shot. With a man named Raymond Griffith, who was known as the Top Hat Comedian. And he is a Southern spy sent out to keep a gold shipment from getting to the Union. And it's full of kind of charming anachronisms, like when he teaches some Indians who want to scalp him how to Charleston instead of cutting his head off. But it also has the greatest closing gag. He's in love with two twin sisters, and he can't figure out which one he wants the most. And just then, at the end of the film, a stagecoach pulls. And so they get on the stagecoach, pulls out, and its sign on the back says, to Salt Lake City.
Uh-oh, I think you just gave up the clue to the greatest gag, the final gag. But this film is in the National Film Registry as of 2005. And then for our hardcore movie fans, we have Destiny.
We always try and put in one film for really serious cinephiles. And it's usually a foreign film. And this one is Destiny's from 1921 and directed by Fritz Lang, who had a long career in Germany. And a long career here until lasted into the 1950s. Anyway, Destiny is a gothic fantasy with three separate stories within it. One set in Venice, one set in China. And the third one must be set somewhere, but I can't remember at the moment.
Well, I think you got people with gothic. This is a gothic, lightning, eccentric characters. For any of you who really want to get into the silent film era and want to see something that you haven't seen before, you're not going to see. This is the film. The next day, because that evening we're going to see The Iron Horse, of course, after that, and Cops. But the next day we have a really interesting block of films by D.W. Griffith. And so I thought you could briefly touch on those, and then the 2:30 block, the 4:30 one with Mary Pickford, and then we end with Ben-Hur.
So, well, Griffith began, he really is the director who worked out the format for visual storytelling in movies that persists pretty much till today. And he started off in 1908, and he was making films that were just like 15 minutes long, typically, for a pioneer company called the Biograph Company. And he wasn't so pleased with some things in it. He had a chance to fix the mistakes on Thursday.
Wow, that's not happening these days.
He made about 500 films for Biograph in 5 years. I've packed up a whole box of Biograph films, but I'm not going to decide right until showtime which ones to actually run.
Wow, so you're going to have to come. I mean, if you're listening out there, you're going to have to come to get that special treat.
Yeah, and but they're all wonderful little films.
All right.
And a tremendous look both at the development of cinema as narrative and as a view on the...
Many people, really, when they think of silent film, they think of Charlie Chaplin, and we have actually four films, The Rink, The Pawn Shop, 1 a.m., and Behind the Screen. And what makes these special, if you have seen them, you've never heard them with Frederick Hodges. And so if you come to the Chico Silent Film Festival, you can get tickets at friendsoftheartsupstate.org, or you can call 228-2860. And again, you can also just show up. It's at the Chico Women's Club at 592 East 3rd Street. It's going to be a wonderful day of films. We also have at 4:30 Sparrows by Mary Pickford. What's that like, David?
Well, that's another gothic film. Mary Pickford is the film is set at a baby farm in a swamp, run by someone who makes Simon Legree look like Santa Claus. And Mary Pickford is the teenage girl. She was actually about 35 at the time, but she played children up to even one or two films beyond this.
Wow.
And her task is to rescue these children from this evil guy by leading them through this swamp, which is full of alligators.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like another epic that we're going to all enjoy. And then we have, of course, Ben-Hur. We're going to end the festival on that note, which is Ben-Hur. I'm really excited to see this one. I've never seen it. And so what would you tell people out there? I mean, we've got our own local guy playing. We've got Frederick Hodges out of San Francisco. We've got this incredible lineup.
Well, you know, what I would say is that it's a difficult thing. It's a challenge to get an audience for silent films. Until the... And, you know, if your taste in hamburgers runs beyond McDonald's, then...
This is for you, folks. This is for you. Well, David, I am so glad that you took time to be with us, and I look forward to seeing you next weekend at the Chico Silent Film Festival. This is our fifth year, folks. Again, tickets are available at Friends of the Arts, upstate.org, or by calling 228-2860. This is Butte Views and Beyond, and it's been made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Old Gold Jewelry, serving the community since 1988 with... Walk Mall, Unit 3, and can be reached by calling 891-4610. And by Agua Azul Oasis Day Spa and Wellness Center, celebrating their new location at 1074 East Avenue, Suite K1. Agua Azul offers a full range of spa services, including massage, aromatherapy, laser treatments, body wraps, and more. Let Agua Azul take care of someone you love this Valentine's Day with their KZFR Valentine's Day specials by calling 345-0226 or visit A2OAC.
Thank you. Thank you.